Honorable Chanakyan Rasamanikam, you have 16 minutes.
Thank you, Deputy Speaker. It's a very important committee stage debate today because a lot of the institutions that come under today's debate cover a lot of the governance issues in this country. Before we get to the main matters, now the Parliament is also under this the Parliament's accounts are also under this under today's budget. So now about the Parliament's main role, I believe, is to, you know, it's legislation, and this government had a mandate to bring in a new constitution. If I'm not mistaken, that was a election promise that was given, that a new constitution will be enacted and the government will abolish executive presidency. But however, we are yet to hear anything on this regard from the government. I think when we met the president, we were told that new constitution will, the constitution process, I don't know, there's so much ambiguity behind that as well, that it will happen within 3 years or that it will start after 3 years, we still don't know. But I saw the cabinet spokesperson had mentioned that the priority for the government is to first work on the economy and that the constitutional changes can happen later. So very recently, after the foreign minister's speech in Geneva, there was an engagement with some groups, international groups as well. And when they asked me about the constitution, all I had to say was that the leader of the house has said that Sajid Premadasa's name will be made the opposition leaders permanently in the constitution. Now, that's the only thing that this government has said about the constitution. But the mandate given to you, or the promise that was given to you, was to come up with a new constitution. I mean, Pahugiya Satiye, Api Magetek Jatiantara Ayatana Kipeak, Ratatula Alut Vivastava, Pilibandava, Miraja and Poronduduna, Mukadda Megana, then Obatumalake, then at a Ganatina Toturu Gregiwama, Apita, then at a Kian Mankua, then at a Kianatine, Sabanagatumakiratino, Vipaksanagatumakinama, Alut Vivastave, Vipaksanakamatinokila. The Ekanisa, Karuna Kerala, Meva gave Vihilusapa and Nepa. Apita Danagan Nona, Miratatula, Visala, Visala, Vagakima, Gogula, Raja Tienoa, Vidaya Krame, Ahosi Kernoka Kua, then Kernoa the Nedde, Vidaya Krame, Ahosi Kernona, Kawadoka Patangani, Halutio Sava, Gaina the Nedde, Kawad the Vivastava Girana, make a base Vilibanda, Veda Patangani. Think Methaning Hatagyama, Vivastava Tihagyama, a parliament to a Pilitula, make a Yamavada Karna Canon, a parliament to a Tula. Visala Matia Goodnego, Parliament to Mantri Vurungang, Visala Padua Kinokalami Parliament to it. Then other Jatika Janabala Vege, Mantri Vurekasia Panasama Kino, Mamadana Vidiata, Eka Mantri Vurege Vetupa, Api Almasanga Laksa Dekakila, the Mantri Vurunga district and district of Venasino, Durain the Mantri on Laksa Tunakino, Homotina Petrol allowance, fuel allowance, Laksa Dekakila Beluat, Ekasia Panasname, Laksa Deking Medicrothema, Masate Anna, Millionaire Tiseka. Master Yana, Million of Tisaka, Aur the Dena, Million of Tunsi Asueka, NPP Mantri Runda Padigavan, Aur the Pahama Bellu Timena, Billion Ekaida Samanamiak, NPP Mantri Runga Padivalta. Then may Billion Ekaida Samanamema, Apidana with the NPP Mantri Runga Kiladino Apita, Check Potaka, Kola Hatama Sankar Lagata Penkila. එතකොට මේක දැන් රටේ රාජ රටේ මුදල් ඉතුරු කරනවා නම් අනේ පඩි ගන්න නැතුව දෙන්නකෝ මේක ජනතාවට ආපහු මං හිතන්නේ අස්වැසුම ව්‍යාපාරයට අවුරුද්දකට යන්නේ බිලියන 2.3යි මුළු අවුරුද්දටම රටටම හැබැයි NPP එකේ മന്ത്രിවරුන්ගේ පඩිය බිලියන 1.9ක් අවුරුදු පහට ඉතින් රටේ ජනතාවගේ සල්ලි ඉතුරු කරනවා අපි බදු මුදල් ඉතුරු කරනවා කියලා ආපු මේ ආණ්ඩුව ඇයි මේ පඩි අරගෙන පක්ෂයට දෙන්නේ එහෙනම් දෙන්නකෝ ගමේ තියෙන පන්සලකට දෙන්න ගමේ තියෙන ඉස්කෝලේකට දෙන්න පඩි අරගෙන ඉතින් ඒක නිසා මේක තනි මේක ව්‍යාජ රට තුල මතයක් සමාජගත කරලා තමයි ආවේ. දැන් මෙතනින් එහාට ගියාම දැන් අපි විශාල අද දවසේ ගොඩක් දේවල් කතා කරන්න තියෙනවා. දැන් නැෂනල් පොලිස් කමිෂන් එක ගැන කතා කරාම දැන් ආණ්ඩුව මෙහෙවරක් අරන් තියෙනවා සියලු බලතල සියලු තියෙන බලයේ තියෙන අංශ තමන්ගේ බාරේ තියාගන්න. The government wants to keep every single institution under its control. In that sense, the National Police Commission is under huge pressure. It's under enormous amount of pressure. Jatika Police Commissioner, Mandan Nijer Masaki Pekapere, දැනට ඉන්න වැඩ බලන පොලිස්පතිතුමා ලියලා තියෙනවා ඩෙලිගේට් කරලා දෙන්න මේ පොලිසිය ට්‍රාන්ස්ෆර් කරන එක අපිට ඒ වගකීම බාර දෙන්න කියලා. ගරු නීතිය පිළිබඳ ඇමතුමා මේ සභාවේ ඉන්නවා ව්‍යවස්ථාව අනුව ස්වාධීන කොමිසමක බලය එහෙම එක පුද්ගලයට දෙන්න බෑ. දැන් මේ ලියුම ලියපු දවසේ ඉඳන් අද වෙනතුරු පොලිසියයි පොලිස් කොමිෂන් එකයි අතර විශාල ගැටලුවක්. පහුගිය සතියේ අපි දැක්ක OICSලා පොලිසිය නිලධාරීන් 190 මාරු කරන්න කිව්ව එක 140ක් අනුමත කර ඉතුරු 50 පිළිබඳව යම් යම් ගැටලු තියෙනස ඒක කරලා නැහැ. දැන් බලන්න දැන් මේකට මේ NPP එකට සම්බන්ධ සමාජ මාධ්‍ය ඔස්සේ ඒ NPP National Police Commission එකේ ඉන්න members-ට විශාල පහර දීමක් දෙනවා. You all are using your mudslinging machinery to attack an independent institution in this country. Now this is a serious governance issue. You all came with the promise of cleaning this up. මම දැක්ක සභානායකතුමා කියලා තිනවා අපි රටේ quality up කරනවා කියලා. දැන් up කරන quality පොලිස් කමිෂන් එකට ප්‍රෙෂර් එන තත්ත්වෙට ඇවිල්ලා තියෙන්නේ. නැෂනල් පොලිස් කමිෂන් එකෙන් පැත්තකින් තියන් ද බ්‍රයිබරි කමිෂන් එක ගත්තොත් එහෙම බ්‍රයිබරි කමිෂන් එකේ මං හිතන්නේ රනිල් වික්‍රමසිංහ ජනාධිපතිවරයා බ්‍රයිබරි කමිෂන් එකට දුන්න පත් කරපු එක පුද්ගලෙක් උසාවියට ගිහිල්ලා ජුඩිෂල් ඔෆිසර් කෙනෙක් මේ බ්‍රයිබරි කමිෂනර් බ්‍රයිබරි එකේ ඉන්න බෑ කියලා ලීව් ටු ප්‍රොසීඩ් ඒ නඩුවේ දුන්න නිසා එතුමා ඉල්ලාස් වුණා. දැන් නැවත වාරයක් Constitutional Council එකත් යම් විදිහකට නොමග යවලා ගවර්නර්ස් ලා දෙන්නෙක්ගේ රෙකමෙන්ඩේෂන් එකක් එක්ක වැඩියෙන්ම Constitutional Council එකේ වැඩියෙන්ම ලකුණු හම්බුනේ මාධව තෙන්නකෝන්ට දෙන්නේ නැතුව නැවත වාරයක් දීලා තියෙනවා. මං හිතන්නේ රංග දිසානායක ජුඩිෂල් ඔෆිසර් කෙනෙක් අපිට එතුමා පිළිබඳ ගැටලුවක් නැහැ. හැබැයි උසාවියට ගිය මම දැන් අද නඩුව ඒකට විරුද්ධව දැන් අද නඩුවක් ගොනු කරලා අද නඩුව යනවා. ඒක නිසා නඩුවක් කියන නිසා මම මේක ඇතුලේ දන්න තව ගොඩක් කරුණු කියන්න පුළුවන්. හැබැයි අද Constitutional Council එකත් මේ අපේ අතට ගන්න ඕනේ කියන මතය තමයි ආණ්ඩු ඉන්නේ. වැඩි ලකුණු හම්බුන මාධව තෙන්නකෝන්ට දෙන්නේ නැතුව මේ රංග දිසානායක මහත්මයාට දීලා දැන් නැවත වාරයක් උසාවියට ගිහිලා ජුඩිෂල් ඔෆිසර් කෙනෙක් මේක ඉන්න බෑ බ්‍රයිබරි කමිෂන් එකේ. දැන් මෙතුමාටත් ඉල්ලාස්සන් වෙනවා. එතකොට Constitutional Council එකට බ්‍රයිබරි කමිෂන් එකේ දෙන ස්වාධීනත්වයත් නැති කරන තත්ත්වයක් තියෙන්නේ. මේක මෙහෙමයි රට තුල හොඳ නරක කරන්න ඕනේ ඒක අපිට වෙනම ඒක අදාළ නැහැ. හැබැයි ප්‍රොසීජර් එකක් තියෙනවා ඒක ෆලෝ කරන්න ඕනේ. මේ NPP ආණ්ඩුව තුනෙන් දෙකක් තියෙනවා කියන නිසා ඒක අපි ෆලෝ කරන්න ඕනේ කියලා කාටවත් කියන්න බෑ. එතනින් එහාට ගියම මැතිවරණ කොමිසම Election Commission is under enormous pressure from the government. Why? I saw the election commissioner. Chairman has issued a statement saying that the government is exerting pressure on them to hold the elections immediately. වහාම මැතිවරණේ පවත්වන්න. එතකොට දැන් මේ ස්වාධීන මැතිවරණ කොමිසමක් තිබ්බම ස්වාධීන මැතිවරණ කොමිසමේ වගකීම තමයි ස්වාධීන ලෙස දිනේ නියම කිරීම. අපි මැතිවරණේ අපි විපක්ෂේ මන්ත්‍රීවරු ගිහිල්ලා මැතිවරණ කොමිසමට කිව්වේ අයවැය යන කාලේ දැන් මේ අද මැතිවරණේ දැන් හදිසියේ පළාත් පාලන මැතිවරණේ අනවුන්ස් කරොත් මේ ඊළඟ තියෙන ඩිබේට් වල අපිට කතා කරන්න බෑ. ඇයි අපි පළාත් පාලන මැතිවරණ වල නොමිනේෂන් බලන්න ගමේ ඉන්න ඕනේ? ඉතින් ආණ්ඩුවට ඒකත් දන්නේ නැහැ වමනා. ඒක නිසා අපි කිව්වේ අයවැය විවාදයෙන් පස්සේ මේක පිළිබඳව කරන්න කියන ඉල්ලීමක්. හැබැයි රජයේ පැත්තෙන් දැන් අපිට දැනගන්න තියෙනවා ඉලෙක්ෂන් කමිෂන් එකට විශාල ප්‍රෙෂර් එකක් දෙනවා කියලා මේ වහාම මේ සංදේ පවත්වන්න කියලා. ඒකේ තියෙන්නේ මාස 3ක් ඇතුළත පවත්වන්න කියලා. කිසිම ගැටලුවක් නැහැ. ඉතින් ඒක නිසා අද on the governance aspect also this government is following the same path on path of every other government that has been before this. There's no difference on the constitution. There is nothing. You all are exerting pressure. You all are trying to destabilize the independent institutions of this country. දැන් එතනින් එහාට ගියාම මට විශාල ගැටලුවක් තියෙනවා. මං හිතන්නේ Human Rights Council දැන් මැතිවරණ සමාවෙන්න Human Rights Commission එකේ කොමිෂන් එකත් අද මේ විවාදයට ඇතුළත්. දැන් පහුගිය සතිය අපි දැක්කා විදේශ කටයුතු පිළිබඳ ඇමතුමා ජෙනීවාහි කතාවක් පවත්වනවා. මේ ජෙනීවා කතාව ඇතුළේ එතුමා කියපු දේවලුයි මේ සභාව ඇතුළේ දැන් ඉන්න නීතිය පිළිබඳ ඇමතුමා කියපු දේවල් අතර විශාල පරතරයක් තියෙනවා. මම දන්නේ ඒක JVP සහ NPP එක තියෙන අතර තියෙන වෙනසක්ද කියලා. මොකද මම දැක්කා නීතිය පිළිබඳ ඇමතුමා Honorable Minister of Justice issued a press statement last week saying that he is going to set up a public prosecutor's office, that everything is in order to set that up. And a week before that, Minister responded after my speech, please. ඊට පස්සේ I also saw another statement saying that the minister has received cabinet approval to amend the PTA or change the PTA or replace the PTA. Right? Now the minister in charge of justice, the Honorable Prime Minister, most members of the NPP or JVP, whichever that may be now, were of the view that the PTA must be repealed and no replacement. I was told by my most senior members that at one point that some of them were even willing to discuss what an alternative may look like, the CTC or the ATA. But the JVP slash NPP was of the view that the PTA must go and there should be no replacement of the law. But today the Honorable Minister is saying that they have received cabinet approval to repeal the PTA or then to replace it.
They refused to take part in a meeting
to discuss that.
Saying
that Honorable Gajan says that they refused. Honorable Prime Minister, you all have refused to take part in a meeting to discuss the replacement of this law. Now, how can you be part of a cabinet that discusses something to replace this? Not only that, the PTA has been repeatedly used since President Andhra Kumar Sana came to power on 3 occasions, if I'm not mistaken. When there was an incident in Arugambe, now that is also a big problem, that whole incident. In the interest of time, I can't mention that here today. And I think the second one was around the Mahavir Arnal, about a social media post. And the third one, I think even now this Ganemula Sanjeev has been detained, or the people involved have been detained under the PTA. Now, you spoke about a moratorium for the PTA. Rather, the previous government did. So what is different between you all and them? Are you succumbing to the pressure that is exerted on you by the forces, by the deep state? Are you all falling in the trap of the deep state to continue this law? Because what we see, there is a huge... Now, when Honorable Vijita Herath has gone to Geneva, I was expecting him to say something about the PTA, about the repeal of the PTA. Nothing. I thought he'll speak about accountability, speak about, you know, setting up the public prosecutor's office. Nothing. Honorable Minister, is there a differences in opinion between you all? You can respond to that also after my speech. Right? Because we only have a few minutes. Now, as the Minister of Justice and National Integration, tell us about the Constitution. Are you all going to bring in a new Constitution now, or are you going to stick to putting Sajid Premadasa's name as the opposite leader? Is that the only concern that you have right now on the Constitution? So, even with the accountability issues, there's nothing about the people who have been enforced disappeared. I mean, you have said about OMP, ONUR, those are all rejected mechanisms by the victim community. At least on the accountability side, have you even considered a domestic judicial mechanism? Have you even discussed that in your cabinet? I don't think so. Because if you did, I think Geneva would be the forum where the Honorable Minister for Foreign Affairs would have mentioned that.
Honorable Rasamanikam, you got 2 more minutes.
Thank you. அந்தவாயில இந்த நாட்டிலே அண்மையிலே வெளிவிவகார அமைச்சர் ஜெனீவாக்கு சென்று பல விடயங்களை சொல்லியிருக்கிறார். ஆனால் மிக முக்கியமான விடயம், பொறுப்பு கூறல் விடயம் தொடர்பாக கௌரவ அமைச்சர் ஜெனீவாயிலே கடந்த காலத்திலே செய்த விடயங்களை விட புதிய அரசாங்கத்தினுடைய புதிய முன்மொழிகள் எதுவும் பெரியதும் சொல்லவில்லை. எங்களுடைய வடக்கு கிழக்கு மக்கள் பொறுப்பு கூறல் விடயத்திலே மிக கரிசனோடு இருக்கிறார்கள். கொல்லப்பட்ட மக்களுக்கு நீதி கிடைக்க வேண்டும் என்றதே உறுதியாக இருக்கிறார்கள். கொலை செய்தவர்கள் தண்டிக்கப்பட வேண்டும் என்றே உறுதியாக இருக்கிறார்கள். ஆனால் கடந்த காலத்தில் வந்த அனைத்து அரசாங்கம் போல நீங்களும் அதே வேலையை தான் செய்ய போறீங்கள் என்றுதான் திட்ட தெளிவாக தெரிகின்றது. இந்த அமைச்சரவர்கள் அந்த ஜெனீவாக்கு அமர்வுக்கு சென்ற பொழுது ஓஎம்பி காணாமாக்கப்பட்ட அலுவலகம், ஆபீஸ் ஆஃப் ரெப்பரேஷன்ஸ், இந்த ஓஆர், இப்படியான விடயங்களை சொல்லியிருந்தாலும் கூட இது அனைத்தும் தமிழ் மக்கள் பாதிக்கப்பட்ட சமூகம் முழுமையாக நிராகரித்த பொறிமுறைகள். அதனை விட்டு வடக்கு மக்கள் உங்களுக்கு ஆணையை தந்திருக்கிறார்கள், வாக்கை ஆணை எல்லாம் தரையில் வாக்கு தந்திருக்கிறார்கள், மன்னிக்க வேண்டும். வடக்கு மக்கள் உங்களுடைய தேர்தல் விஞ்ஞாபனத்திலே புதிய அரசியல் அமைப்பை பற்றி நீங்கள் மிக தெளிவாக சொல்லியிருக்கிறீர்கள். ஆனால் இன்று வரைக்கும் புதிய அரசியல் அமைப்பை பற்றி ஒரு வார்த்தை கூட நீங்கள் சொல்லல. சொன்ன ஒரே சபாநாயகர் எதிர்கட்சி தலைவருடைய பெயரை புதிய அரசியல் அமைப்பிலே எதிர்கட்சி தலைவர் நிரந்தர தலைவராக தான் போட போறதாக சொல்லியிருக்கிறார். கௌரவ சந்திரசேகரன் அமைச்சராக வரையை தருகிறார். வடக்கு மக்கள் அமைச்சர் உங்களிடம் எதிர்பார்க்கிறது புதிய அரசியல் அமைப்பிலே தமிழ் மக்களுக்கு அதிகார பகிர்வை விட, நீங்க என்ன சொல்லுங்க? சரி, அதிகார பகிர்வை விடுங்கள், புதிய அரசியல் அமைப்பு வருமா வராதா? வந்தால் அதில் உள்ளடக்கம் என்ன? பொறுப்பு கூறல் விடயத்தில் எந்த முன்னேற்றமும் இல்லை. இன்று நான் இந்த தலைப்பை பேசுவதற்கான காரணம், இன்று மனித உரிமைகள் ஆணைக்குழுவினுடைய ஒதுக்கீடுகளும் இந்த வரவு செலவு திட்டம் இன்றைய விவாதத்தில் இருக்கின்றது. அப்ப உங்களுடைய அரசாங்கம் தமிழ் மக்களுடைய
அடிப்படை
பிரச்சனைகளிலே பொறுப்பு கூறல் விடயம் என்றது மிக பிரதானமான ஒரு விடயம். இந்த விடயம் தொடர்பாக உங்களுடைய வெளிவார அமைச்சர் எந்த சாதகமான பதிலும் சொல்லவில்லை. இதுக்கான பதிலடி உங்களுக்கு எதிர்வரும் தேர்தலில் மக்கள் வழங்குவார் என்றதை சொல்லி அமர்றேன். நன்றி.